SRN News, I'm John Scott. Iran's leader says any nuclear talks with the U.S. are a no-go, dousing a suggestion made by President Trump.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei also suggested that there should be no negotiations with such a government, but stopped short of issuing a direct order not to engage with Washington. Khamenei's remarks to Air Force officers in Tehran on Friday appeared to contradict his own earlier remarks that opened the door to talks. The 85-year-old Khamenei always has carefully threaded his remarks about negotiating with the West. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, the search continues on Alaska's western coast for a plane that went missing while carrying 10 people. The Bering Air Caravan was heading from Iqaluit to Nome. That route is over the Norton Sound, south of the Arctic Circle. Two people were killed when severe storms and two tornadoes moved through eastern Tennessee. A mother and daughter killed when the storm passed through the Deer Lodge and Sunbright areas of Morgan County on Thursday night. U.S. employers adding a disappointing 143,000 jobs last month. The jobless rate slips to 4%.
Economists had expected 170,000 jobs to be added at companies, government agencies, and nonprofits. The job market is significantly lower than the post-COVID recovery period. The trend has been downward from the record of 7.2 million jobs in 2021 to 4.5 million the next year and then 3 million in 2023. The Labor Department also reports employers are posting fewer jobs, down from a record 12.2 million in March 2022 to 7.6 million this past December.
That's correspondent George Williams. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 280 points, the Nasdaq down 172. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers are cheering President Trump again. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
This time it's for his decision to cut funding to the U.S. Agency for International Development. A lot of that cash was being used by USAID to promote abortion in foreign countries and limit population growth. Troy Newman of Operation Rescue says, quote, "For many years, USAID was part of the criminal abortion cartel, promoting the killing of innocent babies in the womb and coercing developing nations to accept abortion." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The new Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs is a pastor, Doug Collins, whom the Senate confirmed this week as a former Air Force chaplain, Iraq War veteran, and a member of Congress. Some Democrats voted against him because he is pro-life, saying that they are concerned that he would limit access to abortion and in vitro fertilization for veterans. This is SRN News. A New Hampshire man has become the second person known to be living with a pig kidney. Massachusetts General Hospital announced Tim Andrews recovered well enough after the January 25th transplant to leave the hospital just a week later. He now is free of 2 years of dialysis. He's the first of three patients in a Mass General pilot study. Another pig supplier, United Therapeutics, is set to begin a slightly larger clinical trial soon. New NASA imagery shows a large asteroid could impact Earth in 2032.
NASA said this is the only asteroid with a probability of impact above 1%. The number changes day by day, but the NASA Jet Propulsion Lab said the object named 2024 YR4 is on its risk list because scientists found a gradual increase in its impact probability in the month since they discovered its existence.
That's Tasia Stevens. More details at SRNnews.com.